Welcome to the Room in the Room season. Wait, what season is it?
Three. That was Life Goes On by PS1 featuring Alex Hosking. So PS1 and Alex Hosking, you are our favorite song today, right?
Yep.
It is the 16th of June, 2021, and you, Dylan, are continuing to introduce me to very good music, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I like that Life Goes On. I like Life Goes On. Did you have a good day?
Yeah.
Were you happy or sad?
Happy.
All day or sometimes sad?
All day.
Most days, are you just happy?
Yeah. I really need a rest for my leg.
You need a rest for your leg.
Yeah, just saying.
Just so you know, we sit on one little chair in here. Daddy, for our next sound studio, can we have two chairs? Okay, wait, hang on.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, get up there. Oh, and it's really hot in London. It's about to rain. But it's so hot and muggy right now.
Oh, just saying, I bend the left elbow.
Yeah.
My elbow hurts.
Huh.
If I bend it.
Is that from cricket or anything?
I don't know. I think I just keep on putting too much weight on it by accident.
Huh. We'll look at that further when we're done with podding.
Yeah. Just saying, in tutor time, to me, if you were bored and
tutor
you wanted
times.
To tear, they would
Wait,
say...
Wait, if you were in tutor times, if you were bored?
Bald.
If you were bald and you wanted hair, yes.
They'd say to get crushed up beetles.
Yeah.
And you could mix them with sweat and then rub it onto your head. Then, wait, the juice. So when they said crushed up beetles, they meant the juice from the crushed up
beetles. The juice from crushed up beetles.
And then get some and then pour some. You're sweating it.
The sweat of the bald man?
No, yeah.
Or the sweat of, like, the medicinal person who's making this remedy?
Sweat of anything.
Let's say there was a bald man we knew. Like, who would we choose?
Daddy.
Yes. Oh, Daddy happens to be bald. Interesting. Okay. So would it be Daddy's sweat or would it be like if I...
Daddy,
if,
it doesn't matter.
Would it be my
sweat? It was.
Okay. So the juice of crushed up beetles, sweat.
And then get some meat from a fox.
Fox meat.
Then put the juice and the sweat onto your head. Then
yeah.
Rub it. Then after a while, get some fox... And get some fox meat and then rub it on your head. And they said that made people hairy. That is not true.
Well, should we, like, send this recipe to all the bald people we know?
Well, it isn't true.
How many of your uncles are bald?
What? Can I include Granddad?
Yes.
First... My Irish granddad. Well, he was was he bald?
I think so.
He was, like, kind of bald.
Yeah. And Daddy's bald. Is Ollie bald? Ollie, are you bald?
No. Yes.
No.
No, he's like Daddy.
Is Paul, Smith bald?
Yes, I think he is.
Is Uncle Chris bald?
Yes, definitely.
And then, my friend, we can do a shout out to Chris Huff, fantastic musician. Give him a Google. Hello, Chris Huff. And these are lots of bald people.
Who else?
So, guys, if you have listened to this episode, you, Dylan's giving you a remedy there. Crushed up beetles.
With
fox
sweat.
Fox meat. And sweat. And then you just put it on your head.
No, but
Do you eat it or do you rub it into your head?
You rub it into your head. So
do you have to like, how know, many times did you do it?
You know, I'm actually sweating.
Yeah, I know, me too. It's really hot in here.
Okay. Next time we'll bring a... I need a chilies bottle, so next time I go in here, I can just drink my chilies.
Yeah. Also, doodle. What was I going to say? Can you imagine what it was like when I was recording all day long in here? Can you imagine how sweaty and hot it gets? I'm like...
What? It didn't look like you were crying.
I'm like... trying to record, and then I pass out from lack of air. The room in the room needs AC.
It needs air conditioning.
Yeah, but then that would make a sound. What people do is they have fresh air and stuff that come in. It's always when you're in studios, it's always a problem, the air or the heat. They put in these little tiny heaters, and then they go click, 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 and you have to stop and redo and click, click. So it's much better just to have the room as it is and not have air. That's what I think. And take lots of breaks.
Wait. When you said I'm lack of air,
do you know what I did? I was out by the Thames today. Remember how we walked along the riverbank the other week? It was so high up. I was in a different place. I was out by Greenwich. I was in Greenwich. And it was so high up the water that I
nearly fainted.
No, I just remembered our beautiful walk along the riverbank. That was really special. And one of the guys I was working with, he told me that he walked from Waterloo, which is where we met Leon B and everybody. Where we met.
I know Waterloo, but where we met who?
Leon B and Juju. Remember we met them at the...
Then I meet them in Honeywell.
Not where we met them the first time, but that day we were walking along the riverbank. Then we got out and we walked all the way down to the playground. Remember? We saw them at the carousel.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering if we could walk further along the riverbank, but I was so scared, you guys, because I started wondering, like, and I haven't Googled this yet, like, how long would it...
To England. Did he walk from Waterloo?
He walked from, like, Waterloo all the way past where we were. Just past the Tate, where we were. But anyway, what I really want to know, Dylan, is how long does it take the Thames River to go from low tide to high tide? I haven't looked it up yet because...
5 minutes.
I haven't looked it up because I was so scared that I was putting you at risk by being in that riverbed. But it was really cool. It felt apocalyptic.
I think someone said it was 5 minutes.
That's what I was worried, that it was like 5 minutes and you and I would be swimming in that water, which isn't very clean.
That would be fun. That was basically like my swimming lesson in America in a pond.
Yeah, but that's not the River Thames where there's like choppers.
Still, a pond is dirty.
Also, going down the River Thames,
wasn't really Thames. There was a beach and then it goes out to sea.
My God, it is so hot in here. But Dylan, also there was a police boat.
Where?
Going down the River Thames.
Where's a police boat?
I don't know. I was thinking, like, are there robbers on the river? Why is there a police
Imagine
boat?
Imagine if before there's robbers on the river. We have to...
Burp, get the police boat. Burp. I don't know why I made that sound.
Burp, get a police boat, kids.
Kids?
Let's go on a ride. Woohoo. Woo. Oh, I went to Waterloo. That is in China. This is really annoying. Now I have to go to China. Okay, I'm at China, kids. Now, where is he? And now the China people say... that he's in Waterloo again.
The China people.
Yeah, the China people.
Are those people who live in China?
And he escaped. And now he's in Waterloo. So I went to Waterloo and then he's back in China.
That was a good American accent. I wonder
Are
if you're...
you serious?
That's not say. Are you serious?
Are you serious? Because now this robber's in Waterloo. And now he's in China. And now he got arrested. So I went to China, Waterloo, China, Waterloo, China, Waterloo. I don't know how he'll do it, but some policeman arrested him and I can't get to high school. Bye, children.
Okay, thank you. I don't know what that was.
That was me.
I know it was you. I have a question, and now I forgot. Oh. Dylan went to Fit for Sport after school today. Oh, something really good happened. When Dylan changed schools, it meant that he was missing doing the ropes at his old school, which you were really excited to do because it's like really good training for various things that Dylan is training for. I can say that, right? However, we found out that at Dylan's new school, they not only do the ropes, but they practice the floor is lava.
The floor is lava.
And I have a question. It was your second time doing Fit for Sport. What did you do?
It was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah.
You're going on Friday after judo. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know that.
Do you want to stay a little later on Friday? Or do you like the time you get picked up?
A little later.
Okay, we'll let you stay till a little later.
Like midnight?
No!
Wait, when does it end?
It ends at 6:30.
Okay.
And you 6:30. But that's very late because you used to go to bed at 7. And you need to come home and eat supper and talk to mommy and sometimes do a podcast and have a bath because you're a smelly belly. And brush your teeth and read some book. So 6:30 is way too late. But on Friday night, ew, that is disgusting. Oh, my God. You are your father's son. You are a piece of sweat. Why put on my arm? You guys, no, not on my face, really. His hand, not on my face. You can wipe it on my arm. His hands are covered in sweat. I think we've got to go and hydrate. But what did I just quickly say, what did you do in Fit for Sport?
So, I did Play-Doh. I did, you know those marble runs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that. And we did a bit of Lego.
And who was there? From your class? From Miss Alice's class?
Pablo and Ethan. Also, there's this person named Guy.
Yeah.
And I met him.
Cool. And are there other kids from other years there too?
Oh yeah. Also, there's this boy named Lucas, and he was in a different club. So today he didn't even have time to go to Fit for Sports.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you want to go every week?
Yes. Also, there's Lola and Millie.
Oh, cool.
Lola's Pablo's sister. Millie is Nikhil's sister.
Oh, cool. And now I am turning into a puddle. So, thank you to...
I'm so hot.
I know. But what was it? Thank you for Life Goes On by... Oh, I've lost it. Where'd it go? Life Goes On by PS1 featuring Alex Hosking. Is that right?
Hosking. I like doing that American.
Oh, sorry, guys. Alex Hosking. Did you guys want to hear it again? Do they want to hear it?
I think they do.
Okay, we'll play.
Okay, we didn't mean to do that. But it's worth it.
I keep on calling out, calling me out. Bye.